When it comes to the things of God, I am impatient. While I'm certainly not immune to this problem in other realms, I am not particularly plagued with it, except when it comes to God. I grow so weary of waiting for God to fulfill His promise to transform me into the image of Jesus. I want to quit fighting my pride and my anger and my jealousy. I want to stop saying the wrong thing to my husband, yelling at my children, hiding from others out of fear. I am easily frustrated when God is not maturing the hearts of my children as quickly as I might wish. When they do not mature in the way and at the speed I think best, I grow anxious and worried, even irritated. I am in a hurry for some that I love to decide to pursue God wholeheartedly rather than to continue on lukewarmly. I often want to fix things, to see signs of progress before continuing on the path to which I believe God has called me. But I recently read a phrase that has hushed me like a child. Teilhard de Chardin writes of trusting in, quote, the slow work of God, end quote. The slow work of God. The very words soothe my spirit, calm my impatience. Gregory Boyle in Tattoos on the Heart says, quote, ours is a God who waits. Who are we not to? It takes what it takes for the great turnaround. Wait for it, end quote. Who am I that I should be the one who hurries God? Who am I that I should get to skip past the waiting? Am I better than Moses, waiting for 40 years in Midian? Am I more privileged than David, waiting for 15 years to fulfill his anointing? Ours is a God who waits. Who am I not to? In my impatience, I could easily abandon the slow work of God. God forbid that I should miss any work of His, especially the slow kind. Wait for it.